Hey, this is Lisa Robin Young. I want to welcome you to day 5 of the Get Your Year in Gear program. Today, we're going to talk about fortune, and we're also going to dance a little bit around the edges of freedom as it relates to your money. The two are linked for most people, but that's not entirely an accurate perception. In fact, our perceptions can color a whole lot more than we might imagine. So let me begin with a story about two women named Beth. Beth number one is a hardworking woman. She's struggled most of her life to make ends meet, and she's bounced from job to job to job, and often she wonders why she even bothers, since she's not feeling fulfilled in her work, and she longs for the day when she'll be pursuing her true passion in life. Her financial situation isn't great. She's scrimped and saved most of her life, and just when she thinks she's got enough put away for something she wants, an unexpected expense comes up and wipes out her savings. She has a few things that she's managed to pay cash for that she really treasures, but not much else. She works hard, and occasionally she catches a break, but most of the time she feels like nobody's recognizing her efforts. Then there's Beth number two. She's also a hardworking woman. She's grateful that she's always managed to have enough paycheck left over at the end of the month. It may not be much, but she's never had to face homelessness or anything dire like that. She's still looking for that dream job, and in the meantime, she's happy to have had a lot of different opportunities to work in different roles at different companies. That way, she gets to try her hand at a lot of things to find what she really enjoys most. While she doesn't have a ton of money, she has done her best to save for most of her life, and she's always glad that when life's little emergencies come up, she's always had enough to cover it. She's even had a few times in her life when she's been able to save up enough for something she really wanted and pay cash for it. She treasures those possessions, and she works hard to be a good steward of what she's got. She doesn't get a lot of praise at work, but she knows that the work she's doing is enriching her and paving the way for greater things in her future. Now, in case you haven't already guessed, these two Beths are actually the same woman. The facts of the story are essentially the same. What has changed is the story around those facts. So I challenge you today to take a look at the stories, perceptions, that you're telling yourself about your own financial situation. Is fortune smiling on you, or are you in the crapper? My guess is that most of the truth that you think you own is actually a story you've been telling yourself for so long that it feels like truth. Remember at the beginning of this program, I told you that your definition of success is what matters most? Well, your definitions on anything are what matters most. So, before we dig into the activities of today, let me ask you a question. And I really want you to marinate on this for a few days and see what comes up for you. What if you are already successful right now? I mean, what if where you are at in your life today, in this very moment, is what successful looks like? Now pay attention to any knee-jerk reactions that are coming up for you in response to that question, because there's probably some disempowering belief or two that's packed inside those reactions. Again, just marinate. I'm not asking you to give me your answers. You can if you want. And I'm not here to tell you that you need to make more, spend less, and be rich. Again, my definition of fortune isn't like that. It's more holistic. Besides, you probably already know all that and don't want to hear it anymore. Instead, today, I want you to develop some awareness around what you do and don't actually know about your financial situation. Today is all about awarenesses. And you can apply this lesson to the other key areas as well, because the more awareness we get around an area, the more clarity we can develop, which leads to wisdom, empowering choices, and a more successful life and business. Today's exercises are going to have you looking at the current state of financial affairs for your entire financial picture, personal and professional. So if you have a job where you collect a paycheck, that's personal income. But if you've got a company that you own, or you're a direct seller and you get paid a commission, that's business income. Only if your business pays you a paycheck do you count that income on the personal side of the equation. And I encourage you, if your business isn't paying you a paycheck, to make that shift. For years, I just had my business account and would pay all of the expenses out of my business account and then you know, if there was anything left over, then that was mine. Instead, I shifted to actually cutting myself a paycheck and paying myself out of my business money. Now, sometimes it meant I had to put that money right back in as an investment back into my business to keep things afloat. But the act of actually paying myself a paycheck made me more conscious of how much income was really coming in, how much revenue I was actually getting to experience myself, and how much money was going back out. Again, it's all about developing awareness. And I promise, if you haven't already looked at the worksheets for today, I'm not asking you to do brain surgery here. There are really only three numbers that you need to know: your total income from all sources, your total expenses to all sources, and your total paid toward freedom. So let me talk about freedom for a moment, because again, freedom means a lot of things to a lot of people. Definitions matter. In this case, I'm talking about any payments you make that helps you to stimulate that feeling of freedom in your life. And here are just a handful of examples, okay? Paying down debt, putting money into savings or investments, saving money for a trip, or even taking the trip. What doesn't count toward freedom are the must-do activities of life, things like groceries, heat and lights, and other necessities of living, okay? And I chose this setup because so many of us look at bills and debt as this harrowing, heavy burden that we just can't wait to be out from under. And instead, I wanted to change the story around what that represents for so many of us and give us a more empowering outlook. When we look at 50% of our income going out the door to pay off debts, we feel heavy and deprived and, oh, and I really wish that money was here instead of going there. And, oh, and we go back to all of the spaces where I shouldn't have made that choice. And, oh, you know, it's just one more confirmation that I suck. And that's not what we're trying to do here. If instead we look at 75% of our income going out the door as payments toward freedom, paying off bills, paying down debt, putting money aside for things that we want to do with our lives, putting money in savings, then there's something liberating about that, especially when we know that there's savings and other enjoyable things in that big number that's going out the door. And yes, at first this may feel weird to say it that way, but again, I want to challenge you to develop an awareness around how it feels to say, I'm making payments toward my freedom versus I'm paying down debt, okay? In any case, use the definitions and the words that work for you. For the purposes of our activities, you have the definitions that I'm using on the worksheets and the word choices that I would prefer you use. But when you have your own, use those, okay? Today, you're also going to get your first ongoing assignment. In the worksheets, you're going to find a page about the stories you tell yourself. And I want you to pull this sheet out and make extra copies if you need it. You'll need it, okay? This is a tool for building awareness. Every time you hear yourself telling one of your money stories, just write it down. Don't judge it and go, oh, there I go again saying that thing. Just write it down. If you hear yourself saying things like, I never have any money to do the things I want to do, write it down. If you hear yourself saying things like, I'm always so blessed and happy to have just what I need, write it down. This isn't about judgment. It's not good or bad. It's not about empowering or disempowering. It's about awareness. I want you to become aware of what the stories are that you find yourself feeding yourself on a regular basis. Then what I want you to do is I want you to circle back after the moment has passed. Circle back to it later and then ask yourself as you're looking at this story you're telling yourself, is this really true or does it just feel true because I've been saying it for so long? You know, is it really true that I never have any money to do the things I want to do? Or does it just feel true because I've been saying it for so long? Then, if you're able to, rewrite that story so that it's more like Beth's empowering story. Remember, those two Beths had the exact same facts about their existence, but one was telling a more empowering story than the other. And you own your stories, so why not craft stories that are going to empower you and help you move forward in life? And what I'm betting is, as you practice telling these new stories, over time, you're going to start finding that you're writing down more empowering stories to begin with, and you're going to be able to shift the disempowering self-talk into a place where you feel more empowered more easily. Now, as I said, you're going to come back to this worksheet throughout the year as your awareness builds, And so it's kind of fun to see how your stories change when you become more conscious of what you're saying to and about yourself. So keep that in mind as you're doing this activity. And this is going to be something that you're going to carry with you throughout the year. And as we roll towards the end of this program, you're going to see more and more about how these pieces start to fit together. Tomorrow, we're going to tackle our last key area, freedom! And this is probably what you've been waiting for all week.